Hare Krishna. Misery is not the cause of enlightenment, mercy is. Sometimes some devotees ask that, you know, we have heard stories of how some devotees became afflicted with a deadly disease and then they took intense shelter of Krishna, and during the period of the affliction they made phenomenal advancement. So I am not very serious about my bhakti. If a disease came to me or a big misery came to me, would it also make me similarly advanced? Actually, misery is not the cause of spiritual advancement. Misery can be an impetus. The Bhagavad Gita 7.16 mentions that among the four different kind of people who come to Krishna, one of them are those who are distressed. Chaturvidha bhajante imam janah sukritino arjuna arto jikyasur arthati gyani cha bharatarshabha. So arto, those who are distressed, are those who bhajante imam, they take shelter of me, Krishna says. But coming to Krishna, bhajante imam, that is actually just the beginning of the process of taking shelter of Krishna. And that is the very beginning of enlightenment, actually. So from there, Krishna says, when they start practicing gradually after a long time, they become enlightened. So that is mentioned in 7.19, three verses later in the same chapter of the Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate. So there is just bhajante. They begin practicing. Prapadyate is wholehearted surrender. And so rising from the level of the distressed seeker to the level of the enlightened seer, that rising may take several lifetimes. Bahunam janmanam ante. Now, is there some way to accelerate this process? Yes, it is. That acceleration happens by mercy. So, the mercy of Krishna enables us to rise rapidly in our spiritual life. It enables us to move closer to Him quickly. What exactly is this mercy? The mercy refers to the higher taste and the higher wisdom that Krishna gives us. So, higher taste refers to the happiness that we get, which enables us to turn away from lower pleasures. And higher wisdom refers to the intelligence and the insight by which even if the desires themselves, lower desires themselves don't disappear, still we have the discrimination to recognize that these are lower, these are undesirable, and therefore we should not indulge in them. So, it is this mercy that enables us to take shelter of Krishna. Now, the Bhagavad Gita describes in 2.65, prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate prasanna chetaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate. So, prasade sarva dukkhanam, when you get the mercy, the misery will go away. And then, hanirasyopajayate prasanna chetaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate, one will become cheerful, and then the intelligence will become fixed in truth. That is a sign of enlightenment. So now, what role does misery play in this? If mercy is what is going to make us enlightened, then what role does misery play? Actually, misery provides the impetus to take shelter of the mercy, to receive the mercy. No, because we are in material existence where there are so many promises for material enjoyment all around us, often we don't turn towards Krishna. We are captivated by the promises of material enjoyment at the material level. And the miseries that come in material existence, they serve as cerebral shocks that jolt us out of the spell of materialism. And they remind us that all is not happy or all will not become happy in the material level, and that we need to raise ourselves to a transcendental level of consciousness. Thus, misery provides the impetus to receive the mercy, to become open to the mercy. Now, thankfully, misery is not necessary for us to become receptive to mercy. We can also become receptive by using our intelligence. If you study the Bhagavad Gita regularly, then its wisdom will remind us of the vulnerability and fragility of our present existence at the material level. It will remind us of how danger can come upon us at any time. And danger will surely, disaster will surely come upon us sometime. By remembering this, we turn away from these this danger-filled world with its deceptive promises of pleasure, and we turn towards Krishna. We open ourselves to receive His mercy, to connect with Him wholeheartedly, and thereby march back to Him. So, this way, by the impetus of misery or by the impetus of philosophy, if we become receptive to mercy, then we will progress towards enlightenment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.